and welcome to the second hour of Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Live on my Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything Twinkies. I'm Jace. Lex is a little under the weather today, so she's taking the day off. So we're thrilled that the one and only Stephanie Hansen from The Weekly Dish is joining us. Good morning, Steph.
Good morning.
Thank you for doing this. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's
we appreciate it very much. Dawn McClain is here. Sparkling.
Oh.
Like a star.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. I thought it would be fun just to get into it because I have a game idea that I have to give credit where credit's due. Phil Jones gave me an idea that he thinks the audience would enjoy Steph playing. And Dawn, I think you're going to be with me.
Oh,
and
good.
Phil.
I love games.
Thanks for honorary producing the show, Phil.
Yeah. Sometimes he annoys the living crap out of me, but this is actually a great idea, and it's a game the three of us love to play, and I think Stephanie playing it will be hysterical. So we'll get to that a little bit later. So let's kick right into it. Let's talk about what dropped yesterday, and that is season 5 of The Crown, the penultimate season.
Mm-hmm.
This takes place between 91 and 97, which is arguably one of the most tumultuous periods for the royals. Marriages are ending, scandals aplenty. There's a fire, there's a tampon situation. There's
right. Oh, we haven't got to that part. I haven't made it to that yet.
Oh,
there's a revenge dress situation.
Mm-hmm.
Toe sucking, which I queued up my favorite clip from the first 4 episodes.
Watched 4 episodes?
Girl, yes, we did.
Yesterday?
Yesterday.
Because it dropped yesterday. Oh, yep. My gosh.
Well, I was, Dawn, and here, I'm pulling the curtain back a little bit. I was, Dawn, I hope you don't mind. Dawn was unsure you were going to be here today.
Yeah, I had a flu shot and a COVID shot on the same day yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
And I did, yeah, that wasn't so great.
You had to go to bed.
Well, no, yeah. So Dawn, I was like, okay.
Everything, you know, got settled.
Yes. So I looked at Colin, I go, girl, we got to watch some TV because I want to be able to fill a segment or two with this. And The Crown's a big deal. So yeah, mm-hmm. we powered through 4 episodes. But let's start with you, Dawn.
Mm-hmm.
Your general takeaways from what you've watched so far.
I've watched 1 episode. My notes are, oof, this is tough. Touchy situations. We're really seeing it through the prime minister's eyes. This is making Charles look so bad. And is it even true? And then on top of that, having Dominic West play Charles is not great for the character because the actor has had an open affair with Lily James. His real life wife is from a royal bloodline from Britain and Irish. Her father, Desmond, had the title of Knight of Glynn. Dominic West still is married to her, even after the affair. They live in Fitzgerald's ancestral castle in Ireland. Her ex-husband was the 7th Duke of Durham, okay? And she shares a child with him. So she is royalty. And then get this. Dominic West's ex-wife is Polly Astor, who is the great-granddaughter of Mary Astor. From the Gilded Age.
Wow.
He was married to Polly Astor before he divorced her and hooked up with this royal. He is a royal gold digger and he cheated on her.
Okay, I'm not. First. First.
So
this is so
problematic.
Epic.
He is several. Problematic.
You,
and so when I look at him, I go, you are a gold digger and you cheat. And should you be playing Charles? But he cheated too. So it's very like I automatically hate him.
Number one, the amount of research you did on this actor.
While I was
literally, literally just give my giblets are just anyway. Number two, the amount of research you did on this actor is just amazing.
Right.
Number three, I miss the Gilded Age and I can't wait for season 2.
That was a good show.
Yes,
oh God, I can't wait for season 2.
She was the best part, Mary Astor, and her real life great granddaughter. Was married to Dominic West. They have a child together named Martha.
Wow.
What do you think about Imelda Staunton playing the queen now. Because, again, my talkers, if you're a little like,
okay.
The entire cast has changed between the last season and this season, FYI.
I love that actor. I really do like her. But she, like Olivia Colman, how can you... Olivia Colman had a lot of warmth to her. You know, the way they chose to tell the story was different than this cold queen, I would just say. It's just, it's not her fault. I just think she comes off as colder than Olivia Colman, and I think that's too bad.
You wonder, though, if, just being the devil's advocate, that the queen did get colder throughout her aging, that she got more hardened.
Yeah, you're right. You're probably right.
And you will discover, Dawn, they go into this. Stephanie is absolutely right, and it's a plot point. She is very unpopular, and there's a scandal coming up that really did happen where there's a headline. Maybe it's already in the first episode, maybe, but I think it's in two.
That she's old and that she's old.
Yes.
Yeah, no, that's the very first
thing. First episode.
Yep, yep.
That continues though, Dawn.
Okay.
And it weighs on her, and she is feeling, she's not feeling the love there, like very Western slang. She's not feeling the love.
Yeah, they called it Queen Victoria Syndrome because Queen Victoria was on the throne and her son was Edward the second was on the throne for 60 years. And they were like, come on, come on, come on. When are you going to let him be king? And so they're kind of, the press is going in that direction. The polls were going in that direction about Charles. Whether or not he actually fell into that trap of wanting her to abdicate, I don't know if that's true. And that's what the royal family has been fighting with this version of the crown. They're very upset about this.
Yeah, because they're painting Charles as basically Jay Leno-ing her out. I mean, so very old, early 90s reference.
Yeah.
That was appropriate. Yeah.
I don't see that in Prince Charles today. I saw him almost as not even wanting to be king in a lot of respects. But I can see the institution wanting to move her aside. I mean, come on, an old aging woman.
At the time, she was 65.
Yeah. That's not, I mean, that's not like popular. That's not sexy.
Right. That's
this,
the whole,
you know,
part of
I can see that the institution of the monarchy wanted Charles. And maybe because she did love him, even though she doesn't act like she ever did in The Crown, she knew he wasn't ready or that it wasn't what he wanted and it was her eternal sacrifice to stay.
Well, when we come back, my thoughts on Dominic's casting and casting in general, and speaking of her children, the only time I laughed out loud at this show in four seasons was a scene between Queen and her son Andrew. And I thought, we watch crap so you don't have to. That's our job, and we're proud of it. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Alexis is under the weather, but we're grateful and thankful that our good friend Stephanie Hansen from The Weekly Dish, 9 to 11 tomorrow in The Jason Show, is here. By the way, before we move any farther, and I want to ask a little more questions, maybe in our third hour, go get Stephanie's cookbook if you can find it. It's flying off the shelf.
Oh,
I swear to God,
so nice.
It's everywhere. It's on, Dawn, did you see this? Stephanie got the whole freaking page of the Pioneer Press, her cookbook.
Very exciting.
Front page, yes.
That's fantastic.
You know what's a little inside baseball here? I took all the pictures in the book myself on my iPhone.
Oh.
She did.
And, you know, I'm not a professional photographer. I'm an Instagrammer, but I didn't have money and I was on the island and I couldn't hire someone. So I just was like, I'll do the best I can. The picture on the Pioneer Press is like the size of your computer screen. It is so large. And I literally took that picture on my phone by myself with a highway light. And it's just like, wow, this isn't a major newspaper. That feels cool.
Yeah, wasn't it fun taking pictures and getting the right and making them look just perfect? I loved it.
Yes. I enjoyed lots of the process of it.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Not all of the processes.
But well, it's hard. Took a year. Yeah.
Well, and now Steph's working her butt off. She's going to every Elk Lodge, every American Legion, She's
Chesterfield's bingo night. I'll be there next week. Just kidding, but
she's
maybe.
Everywhere. Where are you tonight, by the way? You're someplace tonight.
Oh, yeah. I'm at a place called Under Pressure Brewing in Golden Valley. It's this lady, and Don, you might like this. It's a brewery, but it's also like they've got books inside it, and they play a lot of games there.
Oh.
And it's a woman-owned brewery, and it's kind of under the radar. It's in this weird little office park. But, yeah, I'm going to do a signing there, and then heading up to Duluth tomorrow for a signing at Fitker's, and then up to Ely for Paragus. I did a Bachman's Inspiration Night last night. You have a lot of fans that shot Bachman's, Jason. That was fun. I made some snacks. So, yeah, it's been very fun.
That's great. Wait,
and what's it called? Plug it again. What's the name
of the book? Under Pressure Brewing in Golden Valley.
No, your book, love. What's your book called?
True North Cabin Cookbook. And that's if someone yesterday was like, I don't want to cook out like on an open flame and just with cast iron. I'm like, no.
Yeah, no.
This is like 170 recipes that were my family's, my grandma's, my great grandma's. It's kind of more of a family story of the place. But the recipes are easy, delicious things you can cook at home. And it's not just cast iron cooking at all.
Yeah, it's a good point. So go get it. Support Steph. I love the book. Go get it.
Thank you.
Wrapping up our conversation about The Crown. So here's my umbrella thought is I don't like the casting.
Is Dominic West miscast?
He is very miscast, in my opinion.
Darn it.
And I do not enjoy it. And I like Imelda, but I keep seeing Harry Potter. I keep seeing her. I adore her.
Yeah.
I adore her. And I loved her in Downton Abbey, the movie.
Yeah,
I love
great.
Her. She's fantastic. She's one of my favorite British performers. But I don't know if I'm loving her queen. And I don't know if I'm loving Diana. It seems like an imitation. And I didn't feel that way about anybody else who has played Diana. Anyway, so I'm trying to get past it. I'm not done with the season, but overall... The Crown has been, I think why this stings is The Crown has been so wonderful in their casting. Mm-hmm. I mean, flawless, in my opinion. Olivia Colman and Claire Foy was amazing.
And do we have one season left after this?
Yes, we have one.
Okay.
Oh, and that's a little bit too close for comfort, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, it's all, it's post.
It's just going to be modern times, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's Diana death forward.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, here's a part where this is where I went, oh, God, please don't let this be a bad season. This scene really was like an SNL skit to me.
What was it again?
This is episode 4. And this is where tensions are just, everything's going wrong for the queen. All of her kids' marriages are, I mean, quite literally in the papers. They're all falling. There's a fire at Windsor. There's just drama in every pillar of her life. And then Andrew comes over to talk about Fergie and Fergie's latest little affair. And the actor that plays Andrew is just, I don't know, from the way he calls her mommy to... Okay, I'm going to shut my mouth. Just listen to this conversation. Listen to this conversation between Andrew and the Queen.
The thing is, I actually had some sympathy for her regarding Wyatt. It was a bit rough around the edges. American, of course. But I'd been away so much on duty with the Navy. It's not surprising Sarah felt a bit neglected. All things considered, Steve was actually a pretty decent bloke.
Who was carrying on with your wife?
Not anymore, Mummy. He's out. He's gone.
Good.
Then there's another one now. A financial advisor, John Bryan.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
With more photographs to come.
Of what?
You don't want to know. In Saint-Tropez, doing something unmentionable.
You're right. I don't want to know.
Sucking Sarah's toes, Mummy.
Oh! It is like so overly dramatic.
Sucking, he's going in a little bit too hard.
Sucking
on the
Sarah's
high
toes,
British.
Mommy. Sucking Sarah's toes, mummy.
Do you remember, though? That was a big scandal.
Oh, all of it. Yes. Fergie, not from the Black Eyed Peas, the original Fergie.
Yeah,
the youngins. She was a hot mess.
She was.
She was fantastic.
Oh, it was.
I mean, yeah, it's somebody's real life. But honestly, that was some good stuff.
Sucking Sarah's toes, mommy.
Doing something unmentionable.
You're right. I don't want to know.
Sucking Sarah's toes, mummy.
Sorry. I can't. I laughed out loud. I'm like, oh, criminy noodles. It just...
But it did really happen.
It did.
So really, did the tampon thing.
Yeah. We should probably explain, because we're not going to get to it today. Steph, briefly explain the tampon gate.
Oh, I don't even know if I can do it justice. Prince Charles, someone tapped his phone or something, and they overheard him saying he wanted to be Camilla Parker Bowles' tampon. Mm-hmm. And you just can let your mind wander with why he wanted to be her tampon. He wanted to be very close, very
so
intimate
hot, Charles.
With
yeah.
her
I mean,
nether
sexy.
Regions. In... But just the and the whole statement of the Prince Charles saying that to Camilla Parker Bowles is like, who in a real relationship would even say that? Like, it's so creepy. It's what he thought was like sexy and hot.
Ew. Terrible. Like,
it's awful.
I can think of nothing worse.
Yeah, let's
than
bring up
someone
that.
You want to have sex with talking about tampons.
Yeah.
Ew.
Oh. So bad.
The best part of menopause.
Yeah.
When we come back, I can't wait to talk about this. We're going to play a game at the top of the third hour, a game requested. We're taking game requests now. I love this. But when we come back, this will be good with Steph. Maybe the universe purposely, we didn't get to this yesterday for a reason. Are people choosing streaming over sex? Is that actually happening? Don McLean reports when we return.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
Howdy, y'all. This here's Mike. Down at Mike's Golf Shop, where we buy golf. That's right. We buy golf clubs. Mike's Golf Shop. Come on over here. We buy golf clubs. Over at Mike's Golf Shop. Come on down here. We buy golf clubs. That's right. We buy golf clubs. We buy golf clubs. We buy golf clubs. We buy golf clubs.
Got it.
We buy golf clubs.
Da, da, da.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial.
Da, da, da.
We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Steph, do you need any golf clubs? Oh. Your mic's not on, stuff.
Oh, sorry. Go. I said, that's what it feels like to stand in a grocery store with a cookbook. Would you like to look at my cookbook? Did you want to see my cookbook? Did you know I wrote a cookbook? I have a cookbook. Do you like cookbooks? Do you cook? How do you feel about cooking? How do you feel about cookbooks?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, that's Mike's.
Pounding the
Mike's,
pavement.
Uh-huh. It's Mike's golf club. Mike's golf shop. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Alexis under the weather. Stephanie Hansen filling in. Don't forget to listen to Steph tomorrow on the Weekly Dish.
You guys,
9 to 11.
Feast week. It's feast. The feast. The feast. Thanksgiving.
The feast.
All the feast. All the time.
Ooh. All the feasts. Is this your big Thanksgiving episode?
I mean, it started last week, but each week the apex just gets more and more. And yes, it is time because people have to buy their birds this weekend. And yes, it is
time.
Big Thanksgiving.
That's right. Are people choosing streaming instead of sex, Dawn?
Yeah, they are.
It's way easier.
Well, not necessarily, but they did say it's increased. They did a poll, of about 1,000 people, and they said, what would you give up? Choose the item that you would give up for a month to keep your favorite streaming service. So the first place was alcohol. 29% of people said they would give up booze for a month so they could still stream shows.
Who are these people?
Yeah, seriously.
Sorry.
Second place was coffee. 21% say they would give up coffee so they could keep their favorite streaming service.
Oh.
Third place was sleeping in a bed at 18%.
Yeah, so I'll give up the bed.
Give up sleeping in a bed for a month if you can keep streaming.
Well, like, where would you sleep? The couch?
I guess so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or like, not a yoga mat.
I don't know. Yeah. Make it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can get an air mattress. I don't know. Now, some people just need their beds because of their back problems or whatever. They're probably not the ones having as much sex. But in fourth place, 12% of people would give up sex for a month if they could keep their streaming service.
I mean, 12%? It's just a month.
12%, yeah.
You can do anything for a month.
Right. So
some people don't even have sex for months. So, you know.
Yes, well, too. You know. Hey, like, okay, is this... I got questions about streaming services because at our house... my husband decided he was paying too much for cable, so he cut the cord.
Yeah.
So now we have four TVs that I never know how to turn on or watch or find anything to watch. Plus, yeah. I have a whole handful of streaming services on all my devices that I pay for. And I'm pretty sure he has some that he's paying for, too. So if I did the math, we're probably plus 30% and can't watch anything.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. I really need to unravel it one of these days. But instead, I just like to make him feel bad.
Okay.
Yeah, great. That's always
Which
fun. Always
for cutting my cord. Sex. Yeah. Yes.
Well, yep. Here's, Steph, can I give you, because yeah, maybe you're not alone. I just recently did this with my mom. And then I want to get back to the sex. But anyway, no. here's what I would recommend. If you're going to do that, this is solvable. Very easy. You either need Hulu Live or you need YouTube TV.
I have YouTube TV, I think, but it's probably only on my husband's devices.
Oh, that's a problem.
Well, but if you have it on your husband's devices, you have it. So you need to get an Apple TV on your televisions.
Okay.
Okay. And you need to download the YouTube TV app, and bada boom, bada bing, you have YouTube TV.
So is like, can the Apple TV be my portal?
Yeah.
It should
and
be.
I can log in one place with all the things? Because I have five TVs that are logged in different places too.
Yeah, no. This is what I, to streamline this, this is what we do. As Dawn knows when she's over to the
this
house.
This is probably a technical conversation that we could have off the air, but maybe it's helpful for
this
people.
This is helpful. I just did this with my mom. She wanted to cut the cord and she did. She got rid of cable. And I moved her over, so her whole entertainment life is now through the Apple TV.
Got it.
So I downloaded YouTube TV, the app for her, and that's where you get your live television. And that's what we do. I only have cable because it comes with our association, but we never, and I really mean this, we never go to cable, regular cable.
Jason,
we watch live television through YouTube TV.
Can I have a device in my hand that would operate like a clicker and like scroll and see shows playing?
Yeah, of
course.
Yeah,
that's what
you can
like.
With Apple TV or a Fire Stick.
Yes,
you know, that's another option too.
See, I just need you to come over, Jason,
and it basically has all your apps on it. Or if you have a newer gaming system. That's the way we do ours.
Okay.
Yes. Some rooms.
Yeah. My daughter has that, but she's in a different house. So
okay. You have Apple products, right, Steph?
Oh, yes. And I'm never giving them up. They're
They do Apple TV.
Yes. Because you're already. So my talkers, if you're listening, if you're in the ecosystem and you're not great on technology, make it simple. Run everything through your Apple TV.
Okay,
that's what
I'm
going to
do this.
Plus, you can pull up your Apple podcasts and play it off your TV.
That's what
you can pull up your music list.
Yeah, I'm going to do this. I just am going to streamline my digital life in 2023.
I can come over. I'm not joking. I love doing this almost as much as I love planning people's Disney vacations.
Okay, then I'll make you a meal.
Oh, yes!
We'll have like a little pre-party while we pre-game and fix Stephanie's, and then we'll have food.
What service can I provide at your house?
You can be color commentary and come.
Oh, okay.
But you might have to bring the MC. I want to get with that guy and ask him all the funny, weird questions.
Oh, my God.
He would love it. He would love it. Yes, yes.
But yeah, let's do it. I'm down. But all right. My talker, seriously. I've now had it, Dawn, it's a couple years I've been talking about YouTube TV.
I haven't done it yet, but I feel like I need to because there's so many. I have Paramount Plus. Do you give up those as well? Like Discovery Plus, Paramount Plus?
I keep those only for the show, but yeah. YouTube TV is great because that's your cable. That's your local channels.
So
that's
you can
your
get
cable
Bravo
channels.
And
you can get Bravo.
VH1.
Yep. That's
And Dawn, here's the thing too. Like, Discovery Plus, you don't really need. I only had it because I wanted to watch Chip and Joanna and all the Magnolia food shows.
Yeah.
You don't need that anymore because you can get them on HBO, which I also have.
Well, I don't have HBO, okay. But I have to watch every iteration of 90 Day Fiancé on TLC.
Gosh, you are just like my friend Mark. That is the worst show ever.
I know.
What do you love about it? People that love it can't love stop.
It's a train. It's just a constant train wreck of people that are so in love and they don't see what's right in front of them. And a lot of times it's the Americans are the awful ones. You know, like they're always people would assume in these matches that it's, oh, people that just want their green card. And yes, there are some like that. But most of the time it's the weirdest American people hooking up and thinking they're in love with somebody that they met on vacation.
Well, that's attractive to me, I gotta say.
It's really crazy. It's crazy.
Okay, and it's not fake and scripted. Like, I always think those things are just fake and not real.
I mean, some of them you can tell is a little, they're helping them along, but really their lives are so complicated and bizarre. Oh, it's you'll get hooked if you
okay,
start watching
all right, because 90 Day, or the Indian Matchmaker season 2 just ended, so I've got an opening, a small opening, but an opening for a mindless show like that.
Well, I'll put a bow on this with you both mentioned HBO and Discovery. Keep in mind that next year they are combining. There will not be a separate Discovery Plus and a separate HBO Max.
Really?
They will be, yes, that's confirmed. It will be one. Everything will be in one app.
Atlanta.
Yeah. So one of them are going away.
I'm never giving up my HBO.
I am never. I'm not. Yes. No. But Gilded Age, Sex and the City, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So there we go. I recommend YouTube TV. My mom now loves it. She's had it for about 3 weeks. She does not miss cable at all. She gets all of her local channels.
And it's like $45 a month.
Yeah, it's about 50, I think. My husband gets it so he can watch the Vikings. Mm-hmm.
And the DVR is great. It's endless. You can record as much as you want.
Oh, there's a DVR? See, I need to get this. Okay.
You do. It'll change your life.
It's on my goal list, 2023 goals.
Yeah, if anyone
you guys
wants
write
to
goals?
Hire me.
Yeah.
No, I'm not writing no damn goals. Okay. I just, yeah.
You just do.
I just do, yeah. When we come back, Twitter girl. I'm so glad Dawn put this on.
I cannot wait to talk to someone about this.
Okay, Doja Cat versus Elon Musk. It really should be everyone versus Elon Musk. And yesterday on Twitter,
I have the feels.
Oh, it was a cluster on Twitter yesterday. It's chaos. We'll talk about that next. Twitter trouble. Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the morning. Alexis is off today. Stephanie Hansen's here. Dawn's here. You're here. Let's get into it. We have by the way, a little programming note at the top of the hour, a fun game we're going to play with Stephanie. But right now, Dawn put this on the sheet, and I'm so glad because I was watching the cluster unfold in real time with Twitter because now anybody can be verified and get that blue check. So it is Harry Carey. I was telling Dawn in the break that there is a an American pro-Israel organization that paid a fake one that paid $8 to get verified and started posting like Nazi crap. And people are posing as sports stars and announcing they're leaving teams. And people are believing them and believing the headlines and believing the announcements because of the blue check. They think that they're verified. That's the problem, Elon.
Somebody became officially Twitter, and they were scamming people, saying, hey, if you want to, I don't know, they were getting people to go to another website to sign up for something and, you know, put basically to get a blue check mark, and then they were charging people and getting all this money. It's just a fake website where people are putting in their card information. So that's, I mean, it's really getting bad.
It's like a circus. It really is.
From a corporate standpoint, three more very key leadership people at Twitter left yesterday. The communications and marketing department is gone. So there's no one to get comment from on any of this from Twitter because there's no employees there. There were people that were in charge of data privacy. And that is a real thing that you have to have for the FTC.
Yeah.
I know Governor Amy Klobuchar or Senator Amy Klobuchar is very interested in what Twitter is doing to protect the privacy of its users, because in America, when you are a social media company, you need to have data privacy practices, and all of these security people have left.
Perfect.
So there's concerns about your private information as a consumer who is on Twitter. It is like textbook. This is absolutely not the way that you run a company. The NAACP has gone on record and is advising companies to not be advertising right now, because it's just, you need to wait and see what those privacy policies are, what their policies are towards discrimination, racism, anti-Semitism, all of this stuff. It is a very interesting space. And Elon Musk is an interesting character because he owned this company that made these electric cars, right? And there is in different states, there are standards about emissions and cars and control. Mm-hmm. But he was very far down the road with a product. He's not been in this space before. He is just burning it down. But he's telling the people inside Twitter that if they don't have X amount of people, like half the Twitter users, buy this blue check system, that then they're going to declare bankruptcy and it's going to go out of business. He's terrifying everyone within the company. It's very interesting time in tech because Facebook too just laid off 11,000 people. Twitter has laid off at least 3,000 people. You have 15,000 people in the tech industry right now jobless. Just think about that for a second.
The safety guards they take with them.
I mean
that's what I'm freaked out about. And what if you, this is what I, and then I want to hear this Doja Cat war. This is what I thought of. Okay, so let's say someone steals your identity and starts blue checkmarking horrible things imitating you. They don't have anybody in customer service.
No.
So how do you rectify? How do you file a complaint? It's like the Wild West.
Yes, it's really, I don't think crap show is enough to describe what's going on there.
No.
And I also I don't know that Elon Musk has the hubris to slow his role. I think he's just like burning it down keep going.
He had an all employee emergency meeting yesterday and his response was, we need to be more hardcore. And I'm not joking. That's almost an exact quote. Yep.
Or we're going to declare bankruptcy.
What's Doja Cat's? What's that?
Doja Cat. So after the blue checkmark thing where he started selling it, this has all happened within, this week.
Days,
yes. So since celebrities and all these people who have these in place for their privacy, well, their security, to say, this is actually me, he changed it to where he locked their accounts down so that they would just remain them. So all the millions of followers they have would know that they're really them. But some of them had already changed their profiles to other crazy things. Like Doja Cat named herself Christmas. And it was a picture that just looks like almost a Coca-Cola label. It says Merry Christmas and Happy New Year on it. That was her profile picture. And it said Christmas on it. So that was locked as Christmas. She went off on him saying, why can't I change it? Because he was trying to help them, I guess, maintain their Doja Cat-ness. So she was furious, and she's like, why can't I change my name on here? How do I change it? Also, blank you, Elon. And then he replied and he said, I'm working on it. But it was all just a game to him, really.
Okay, and the last...
responding. And then, thanks, Elon. Now she's named Fart.
According to sources here, in the last 20 hours, so in the last day, Twitter's chief security officer, chief privacy officer, compliance officer all resigned suddenly. They said, do not under any circumstances give your payment information to Twitter. All messages shared in Twitter's Slack is telling people that their data is not safe. These are internal memos.
Yeah.
FTC is blowing up the whistleblower hotline. Strong statement from the FTC, which is the Federal Trade Commission, which is the United States situation that tracks these things. They're tracking recent developments at Twitter with deep concern. No CEO or company is above the law. That's from the FTC. Let's see here. NPR, which is another national media company, is advising their talent and their journalists to not give their Twitter handles out online, but also to not change them or delete them because they can easily be impersonated. Yeah, it's pretty severe. And when you think about how much social media has impacted our processing of information, access to information, information in light of elections, information about what's happening, you know, what's happening in places like Iran, where their entire country is erupting in civil disturbances based on information that people are getting on Twitter and what's happening. Think about the power of all that and then in the hands of misuse. It's no joke.
No, it's the house is burning.
I just want to be able to connect with our listeners. That's why I use it. And if I have to get away from it, then I can't. I don't feel like, you know, like they're a part of the show.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just, I don't want to delete mine.
Find us on Instagram, please. Dawn at Dark, Jason Matheson, Stephanie's Dish. When we come back, a game request for Stephanie Hansen. We're going to have some fun when we return.